Welcome to Talks from the Bible. But continue in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 3, 14-15. The Bible is able to save us. The Bible is the revelation of God which declares the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. These are the truths of the gospel which by faith in Jesus Christ will save our soul, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Ephesians 1:13-14. This marvelous book reveals unto us the eternal plan of God for our redemption from sin, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body, and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Ephesians 3:4-6. When the missionary work of the Apostle Paul began, he preached, "Men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you feareth God, to you is the word of this salvation sent." Acts 13:46. The word of salvation must be received by faith in Jesus Christ. A refusal to hear this word of truth will result in our destruction. "And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved." 2 Thessalonians 2:10. The Bible is the gospel, the word of truth, with the power to save. The Bible is the seed of truth which is planted in our hearts to give us rebirth, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. 1 Peter 1:23. When Jesus taught his parable to the sower, he taught us, "The seed is the word of God." Luke 8:11. We must plant this seed in our hearts so that we might live and prosper. It is written that men shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Luke 4:4. God has spoken unto us the word which will save us. "Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls." James 1:21. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.